In recent years, more than 150 derelict buildings, many in foreclosure, have been renovated or demolished and replaced with new housing under a program to attract first-time homebuyers to Chicopee.
A lot of vacant properties can be occupied by first-time homebuyers. They've got some skin in the game, some investment in the city.
Mayor Michael Bissonette said the city has received $100,000 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to continue the program. The mayor on Monday announced the demolition of a vacant rundown house in the city's West End and said it would be replaced by a brand new five-room house.
Some properties simply cost too much to be rehabbed, and unless they have significant historical value, they will be demolished.
To qualify for the program, first-time homebuyers have to meet income eligibility guidelines. The project's being administered by the nonprofit Chicopee Neighborhood Development Corporation. Board President John Downs said they do 2 to 3 projects a year.
We get city funds, we get CDBG money, and try to leverage it into as much affordable housing as we can get.
Chicopee is one of 4 cities in western Massachusetts recently awarded a total of just over $10 million in grants through the Mass Works Infrastructure Program. Chicopee was awarded $1.6 million to build a new road and put in water and sewer pipes to support redevelopment of one of the largest brownfield sites in New England, a former tire factory and a former textile mill that's being redeveloped into a senior center and housing. Mayor Bissonette said the former Uniroyal and Facemate properties were designated a priority in 2010 by the state's Brownfields support team, making the project eligible for millions of dollars in cleanup funds and technical support.
So that we can cut through red tape and get this project moving, and it is far ahead of schedule due to that great teamwork by the administration.
Bids to build the new senior center will be sought starting next month. The other recent Mass Works grants were $2.7 million for a mill redevelopment project in East Hampton, $3.8 million to support new development at the Springfield Technology Park, and $2 million to build a new train station in Holyoke. The Mass Works program launched last summer after a new jobs bill consolidated 6 capital budget programs. The grants are awarded through the state agency headed by Massachusetts Secretary of Housing and Economic Development Gregory Bialecki.
So one-stop shopping, we call it. We're doing it for businesses as well. But this is one-stop shopping for municipalities. Tell us what you're trying to do, and let us figure out with the different program availability have which bucket the money has available money that's appropriate for a particular project.
The MassWorks program prioritizes projects for gateway cities and town centers where communities have planned ahead for new housing and commercial growth. Reporting from Chicopee, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.